Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Sound.
Praise the Lord. It's the God in me that allows me to prosper and be in good health even as my soul prospers. God bless you and welcome to this week's edition of Woman to Woman, the radio show that is taking the nation by storm. Amen and praise God. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons. It's a blessing and an honor to be with you on today. God is good and worthy to be praised. Amen and praise God. We are in for an exciting time on today. I have a wonderful guest that I will be highlighting on today, and I'm just so just encouraged by her walk and what the Lord is doing in her life. I am in the process of highlighting different women. If you have been listening this past month, you know that I am giving back. I am giving back and highlighting different women who are doing things in the Lord, for the Lord, and for the glory of the Lord. So today we have a very special guest. I want you to tell somebody to come in and be enlightened about prosperity. We should be prospering. And being in good health, even as our souls prosper, is no longer a time for us to be poor in our pockets, poor in our mindset, and poor in our physical, in the area of our physical health. Our bodies should be giving God the glory. Amen. A lot of us are on track with that, and a lot of us need answers as to how to get on track, how to inherit what God has left for us to inherit. Listen, the blessings of the Lord makes us rich, and God adds no sorrow with it. Amen. You are blessed and highly favored of the Lord. God has a great plan for your life. God has no good thing. There's no good thing that He will withhold from you. God has given you a body that essentially is able to heal itself, sustain itself, and to bring Him glory all at the same time. So if you're ready to go to the next level, if you're ready to take hold of what God has for you, then you're in the right place at the right time. I encourage you to go and tell somebody to tune in to Woman, that Pastor Rebecca is here. My guest, Marissa Hayden, is here, and she is a fitness expert. She is a health guru. Amen. She's a part of my Rise group. She's also a part of Christian Women of Power on Facebook. She is a wonderful woman of God. She is fit and healthy, and she runs her own businesses. She is a Proverbs 31 woman. I am delighted to be able to introduce her by way of a bio. While you're going, let somebody know. Go to Facebook. Go to Twitter. Text somebody and let somebody know to tune in to Pastor Rebecca Simmons on Woman to Woman right here on blogtalkradio.com/power, blogtalkradio.com/power. Tell them to tune in. And also, they can tune in by phone, 646-652-4832. We're looking forward to an exciting hour and a half here on blogtalkradio.com/power. You might not be able to stay the whole hour If you can't stay the whole hour, just stop in. Get what you can and use what you get. Amen. And then come back later and listen to the archives at blogtalkradio.com/power. I want to invite you to our church. We're in New Jersey, 87 First Street, New Creation Christian Ministries, the Kingdom Church. Amen. And we also air a weekly sermon right here on blogtalkradio.com/Kingdom. Amen. You can connect with me on Facebook. You'll also be able to connect with my guests on Facebook. Amen. So we're ready. We're ready. I want to bring Mirza on so that she can begin to share with us. I want to welcome those who are already in the chat room. God bless you and welcome to Women to Women. Avis Ward is in the chat room as well as A. Sibley. Avis Ward was singing, "It's the God in me. It's the God in me that enables me to be healthy. It's the God in me that enables me to be wealthy. It's the God in me that enables me, my God, to be sick." Amen. It's the God in me that allows me to allow him to get the glory in my life. Come on, somebody. Oh, my God. So we're getting ready. I can tell it's going to be a great hour, a great hour. I'm going to put my guest on the air right after I introduce her. I'm going and pray. Let me pray first, and then I'll introduce my guest, and then I will put her on the air, and we will move forward. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you, and we magnify your name today. God, we thank you that this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord, that you have positioned us for greatness, that you have positioned us for power, that you have positioned us for prosperity, that you have positioned us for wealth in our pockets, our minds, and our bodies. God, we thank you. And we praise you that there is nothing that is impossible with you. We thank you that we are on course, oh Lord, to you getting the glory in our lives. We thank you, God, that you have given us vision, that you have given us purpose, that you have put us on assignment, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you for this hour. We thank you for the people who are assembled here in the chat room, those who are listening via string, those who are listening via the archive, those who, Father God, are yet to join us. We thank you and we praise you for those who are listening by phone, oh God. And Lord, we ask, Father God, that you enlighten our minds and empower us to continue to move forward, to have, do, and be all that you have called us to have, do, and be. And it's in the precious name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, that we pray. Amen and praise God. Hallelujah, somebody. Our guest today, amen, is Mirza Hayden, and she is a Christian healthy lifestyle coach who works from home. She's certified as a nutrition and wellness consultant by the AFPA, and she is also a biblical health coach by the BHI. Most importantly, she's a mom who loves making a difference in the world as she takes care of her own family. Her business was born out of a God-placed deep desire to help people across the United States and around the globe to achieve their personal fitness and health goals in every aspect of their lives. My God, you are in for a treat. I tell you, she has a mission to help individuals and their families around the world realize that their bodies are a gift from God, and therefore that it is of extreme importance to take care of those bodies. Her services, she has services at her business that will provide a way for individuals of all ages to get fit, healthy, and energetic for a lifetime. And Mirza believes that it's never too late or too early to start your healthy lifestyle journey. My God, she does fitness coaching. She has nutrition and supplementation, stress management and relaxation, healthy lifestyle choices. I tell you, right away I'm going to give you her contact information even at the beginning of the broadcast. You can email her, write it down at Mirza, that's MIRDZA at coachmirza.com. And you can go to her website at AbundantEnergyHealthClub.com. So right away, I'm going to give you her information. I'll give you her information again at the end of the broadcast. But I tell you, we are in for a treat. So I'm going to put my guest on the air so that we can begin to talk about prospering and being in good health, even as our souls prosper. Marissa, welcome to Woman to Woman. You're on the air.
Thank you, Pastor Rebecca.
Well, God bless you and welcome. Marissa, I tell you, I'm just really, really enthusiastic about having you here on today. I have been networking with you for about 3.5, maybe 4 years, maybe longer, but through Christian Women of Power or Rise, about 3.5 years. And you have never, listen, I have not said anything to you. I think I have said it, how you encourage me in the area of health and wellness.
It's wonderful. I'm so glad I can encourage you to walk a healthy lifestyle. And you have told me several times, but I'm glad that I can do that. It's awesome.
Yes.
It's a real blessing that God can use me in that way.
Yes, and I want to highlight you today. I'm highlighting women across the globe, across the nation, and even international, who are giving back, who have been blessed to be a blessing. And I'm highlighting different women, and as I was putting out my fillers, you know, you contacted me and let me know that you wouldn't mind being a guest, and I was just really, really just jumping out of my chair at the opportunity to get you on Woman to Woman so that you can share with me and my listeners your journey and how, because we are blessed by our testimony and the blood of the Lamb. We get the victory over Satan, over the devil, of our souls and our destiny by our testimony and the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
So I wanted you to come on and just share your journey. I want to give you a few minutes to just go ahead and share your journey. How did you even How did you even get into health and wellness? I mean, because when you look at your pictures, Marissa, you are in your 40s, right?
Yes, I am. I'm 40. I'll be 40.
You're 40.
When I come. Yes.
So you'll be 41 soon. Tell me, were you always fit? How did you get into fitness?
No, I was definitely not always fit. I was pretty thin when I was little, and I never did watch what I ate at all. I just ate what my mom gave me, and even though I was in like beauty pageants when I was little, and just around the block, when I turned 13, I started gaining weight, and I kept gaining and gaining into high school, and college. I just continued to gain weight, and I just reached size 16, and I was just overwhelmed. I couldn't believe I had gotten up to that. And then I started getting gallbladder problems, and I started getting really bad migraines. And also I had always had bad allergies. I couldn't breathe through my nose at all since I was little. And it was just, I just didn't feel good about myself. My self-esteem was low. And I just didn't like the way I looked. I didn't like the way I felt. And after college, I got married, and I started my journey to get fit, to get healthy, to lose weight. And I didn't want to do any surgeries. I didn't want to go on any diet pills because I had tried diet pills in the past, a diet pill that I thought was going to be really good for me because it was a grapefruit diet pill, and I thought it was going to be great. And so my mom and I got on this pill for the summer, and we lost weight, and we were just excited to death, of course. But then I gained even more weight after I got off that pill, and I got even worse in my health. And so I knew that wasn't the way that I was going to, that I wanted to continue living my life. And so I researched in the different stores and things on the internet, how I could actually get fit and healthy, the natural way. And so I found a book that was called Chris Zimbo's Peak 10 Fitness, and that really helped me on my journey. It had a wonderful nutrition plan, and it helped me start running, jogging, and and it just had everything all planned out for me for 10 weeks. That's what it's called, Peak 10 Fitness. And then also it had some weight training, so it helped me get into that too. And so I followed that program just very steadily, and I started losing weight, and I started feeling good. Then we got an elliptical, and that helped me also in my journey. But then my husband decided to leave me. He didn't want to be with me anymore, and that crushed me very much. And so I went through a few years that were really hard on me emotionally, and I kind of started getting out of the plan that I had set up for myself. And then when I got to California, I decided that I was going to join a gym. So I decided to join Bally's Total Fitness. And I went there, and I paid for 2 years and at the beginning of everything, because I thought that was going to keep me committed. So I paid for those 2 years, and I got a personal trainer, a free personal trainer for a month. And I was just really excited and just thrilled to be going there. And I was just going to be committed for the next 3 years or for the rest of my life. But that joy, that thrill just lasted for like 3 months. And then I just couldn't go anymore because of things that happened in my life. And I just got out of it completely. And I stopped going to the gym. But I decided after a while to start walking again because I realized that I was gaining weight again. And then since I was going through a really hard time, I started making wrong choices, making wrong decisions, and I ended up getting pregnant out of wedlock, and the baby's father left me, and so I was left pregnant by myself. And so I decided that I was going to live my life for my baby, and I asked God to help me to just be healthy for him and to eat foods that were going to help him and me be healthy and for me to be a good mom to him. And I needed to be strong for him. And so I also picked up a DVD, a fitness DVD that helped me get fit. Also get fit and healthy through exercise, because exercise is also very important. And I started exercising very faithfully, and I also walked. Since I was a single mom, I had to walk on my lunch breaks. And and my baby was born very healthy, I was able to exercise all through my pregnancy. And even at 9 months, my mom was amazed that I could keep up with such just hard cardio workouts that I was doing at the time. And after I had my baby, that I just continued to walk a lot, and that's basically all I did. And then I got remarried when my baby was 3 years old, and I continued to go on my path, but I decided that I needed more with my nutrition. I needed something more than just walking. And so I decided to research, and I found some wonderful fitness programs that helped me be able to stay at home and work out here, because I knew that the gym wasn't the solution for me, because I would never, because I just didn't have time to go there. And so I got these fitness programs that were very helpful, and I continue to do them even up to today. I started doing them in 2008, and I still come every day faithfully. I exercise, and I just do the fitness program as it's laid out. And so that's how I continue to do it. And so now I've been able to, over the past 10 years, keep my weight off and be fit. And then, and so I know that God is going to use my story, or is using my story as a testimony that we can get healthy, that we can get fit to his glory. And so that's what I'm here for. That's why he has helped me build my website and build my business, so that I can help people all around the world and across the U.S. with their fitness goals, to reach their fitness goals, and especially
Amen.
Moms. That
Amen. That's a powerful. That's powerful. So for 10 years now, someone in the chat room is asking for the name of the book that you picked up. What was the name of that book?
It was called Chris Imbo's Peak 10 Fitness.
It was called Peak 10 Fitness?
Yes, Chris Imbo's, C-H-R-I-S, Imbo's, I-M-B-O-S, Chris Imbo's Peak 10 Fitness. And then, of course, it's by Chris Imbo and his wife, but I can't remember her wife's name.
Okay, so basically, you came to a point in your life where you wanted to be fit. This was primarily for yourself because you were getting sick. So is
Correct.
That where it started? You were getting the migraines and
Correct.
You were not feeling well.
And I had problems, but I couldn't do anything while I was in college because I lived on the campus, and I didn't have a car, I didn't have my license or anything, and so I basically just lived there, ate cafeteria food, I didn't exercise much at all, and so I couldn't do anything until I finished college, and then I lived somewhere else, and that way that's when I started my fitness journey, even though
okay.
I planned to do it when I was college.
Right, exactly. And then in the middle of this, your husband decided that he wanted to leave. So you that threw you off course, I'm sure.
Right, exactly. It did. It did throw me off course for several months. And then I realized, okay, you know, this is not what I want to do with my life. And even though it was hard, I just committed myself to living healthy and then when I got pregnant, then I was even more committed because I really knew that God was with us and that He was going to bless us even through the mistakes that I had made in my life, and He did, and that's why my son's name is Emmanuel, which means God is with us, and it gave a healthy baby, and I'm so thankful for that, and that's why I live my life now. I live a healthy lifestyle to the glory of God, and I just ask every day that God will use me to help others in their journey too, because so many moms and dads need someone to guide them and help them on their walk, so that they can be good parents. Because when we are fit and healthy, then we can be more energetic, and we can be a lot more assistance to our kids, to our families in general. And
yes.
that is, I know, the mission that God has for me, and I will continue to do for the rest of my life.
My God. So, yeah, I'm hearing in the chat room, someone in the chat room, Avis Ward says, what an overcoming testimony, that in spite of the odds, in spite of bad circumstances, in spite of your husband walking out on you in the middle of you working on your own personal development, that you were able to, you know, even though you had a setback, that you were able to come back, that you were able to get up and keep moving forward. My God. And then when you got pregnant, even though you got pregnant out of wedlock, like, that you didn't even let that stop you, because a lot of people get caught up in guilt and shame, and the devil gets them to a point where they stop and they won't move forward. But you got up and you said, oh, I'm even going to be more committed to be fit, to be healthy, and to give my life to God and to let God get the glory out of my life. Powerful.
Yes. That's exactly it. It's because with God, all things are possible. And when we set our minds on God, he helps us. He gives us the strength to keep going no matter what setbacks we may have. And as long as we keep focused on Him, He will continue to give us the strength. And to Him be the glory.
Yes, my God. To God be the glory. As long as we keep focusing on Him, He will always give us the strength. And Marissa, you know, because I personally struggle with my weight, off and on, up and down, being a pastor, being an itinerant preacher, I find myself not eating properly, eating late at night, not taking time or to exercise because I feel like I'm too busy. How can you help me? I mean, what do you say to people like myself who be healthy, but we're struggling with that. You know, we're struggling because we're so busy. What is it that, you know, as a coach, because I know you're a fitness health coach, as a coach, what do you say to people who are just, like, really, really busy and don't feel like they can find the time to work out and eat right?
I highly recommend to all Christians that want to start living a healthy lifestyle like you to start on the Body Gospel fitness program. That is an at-home fitness program that can be done. It's a 30-day program. I just finished doing it today for the second time around. And it's just it's created by Donna Richardson Joyner. And it's just really a wonderful way to get fit because she has a total transformation guide. And each day you read a verse and read a meditation and you read a prayer, she really keeps you motivated to keep going for those 30 days. And once you finish those 30 days, then you can do it again. And she has the program all planned out for you. So all you need to do is just take your DVD with the routine that she has set up for you for that day, and just put it in your DVD player, and just do the workout. And she starts us out very slowly the first week, and then the second week she adds another routine, a couple other routines. The third week she adds a lot more with the strength and training. And so it just all really develops itself so that you feel yourself getting stronger and stronger. And she just keeps you encouraged in God and just keeps your focus. And she really, really helps you realize that you're getting healthy and fit to the glory of God, which is really what we want to do. And she also has a wonderful nutrition program to go with the exercise routines. So it's an all-encompassed program that is a 30-day program for all those who want to get fit and healthy, for all the Christians out there that really want to be victorious in their journey, and take control of their health issues once and for all, because we need to be healthy and fit to the glory of God, not for ourselves.
Well, let's talk about that. Right. Okay. Let's talk about that, because on our Rise group, you know, we have you come in and you give us these wonderful ads, you give us these wonderful articles on fitness and health. You've come up under some attack because people think that you're just promoting your products, but really what you're doing is you're staying on track with your mission to help us to get healthy. Because if the truth were to be told, a lot of us, and I'm testifying for myself, I'm overweight. When I get on my, even though I look good to the glory of God, but when I get on my Wii Fit, my Wii Fit tells me that I'm obese as far as my height and my weight are concerned. Now, we know that obesity is not healthy and is not bringing God glory. So if the truth were to be told, a lot of us can just raise our hands and say that we're overweight. Now, when I look at you and out of shape and not healthy, unhealthy. Now, when I look at your website, Marissa, I have your website right here, AbundantEnergyHealthClub.com. When I look at your website, you're there with this big smile on your face, this beautiful tan. You look radiant. You look energetic. You have pictures of you from your childhood, from your college days, from when you were in your early 30s, and also when you were in your late 30s, which is August 2008. You have a picture of yourself at 40, with a flat stomach, with a six pack of Coca Cola. How in the world? Come on, Marissa, come on, help us out here. How in the world did you get? Are those your abs? And how in the world did you get that flat stomach?
Yes, they are my abs. That's me exercising. So it's definitely my abs and definitely my midsection, and just the way I got it was just simply living a healthy lifestyle. I committing to work out every day by following good, effective fitness programs, not just doing an hour or 2 hours of really heavy duty things because I don't have the time for that. Just following a program that gives me the chance to do, you know, either 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 45 minutes, and the maximum is 1 hour. And then I'm done with the routine for the day. So I get up every day, and I do my exercise routine. I work out 6 days a week, and I take one day off, which is always Sunday. And then I also eat healthy. I cut down drastically on processed foods. We don't have any processed sugar at home, and we use whole wheat flour. And to cook with, I use only coconut oil, organic coconut oil. And I got rid of all the processed oils like canola oil and olive oil is good, but only for like salads and stuff. But for coconut oil is an oil that you can use and should use all the time. It's just good for so many reasons, for so many things. And then I also take good supplements, high quality supplements that are made with whole foods and that are enhanced with therapeutic grade oils. And those keep me healthy. And that's how I can have flat abs even after having two babies and being 4 years old.
Yes. Yeah, looks like in the chat room, we have Avis Ward. Avis Ward says, I ain't mad at her or jealous either. It says, you worked hard. Sister Lady worked hard to get where she is. And also, A. Sibley says, I will be following her. So you're motivating people. See, one of the reasons I wanted to highlight you is to get myself on chart, on course. I need to work hard. I started exercising again about a month ago. But I'm on again and off again. You talked about commitment, Mirza. One of the reasons I want to highlight you is because we need to be motivated. We need to be inspired. We need to be taught on the best way that we can continue to be healthy. And like you said, for the glory of God, not just so that we can look good, because looking good is important too, because if you look good, you feel good. And if you feel good, then that's less of a battle that you will have to fight in order to get out there and do what God has called you to do. Because if the truth were to be told, if you feel good and if you feel bad and you feel like you look bad, then you have no motivation to get up and go out and do anything because you don't want to face people. But when you feel great about yourself and like David, you can say, Lord, I praise you for the work of your hands. I'm wonderfully and fearfully made, and I know that full well, you know. Then we can say, God, you know what? You made me awesome. And look, I'm giving you the glory with my body. I'm giving you the glory with my health. I'm not taking a whole bunch of pills to keep myself feeling good. But I'm just really letting my body, the body that God gave us, letting that body work for me and letting that body work for the Lord so that people can look upon our lives, and yes, even look upon our bodies and give God the glory. A lot of us, so we're just not there yet. Even though we are content where we are, but we need to, you know, get discontented, some of us, in the areas of our health, and move forward and get well and stop relying upon these prescription drugs to keep our blood pressure down, to keep our cholesterol down, but to go natural and do what God has called us to. Mirza, help me out. You talked about commitment. Just jump right in there, and even the things that I just said, if anything struck a chord with you, but also how much of a role does commitment play in all of this?
Commitment is the thing that keeps you going, no matter what. When you commit, you have a why. You have a reason why you want to get fit, why you want to get healthy. And that reason, you know, whatever it is, should give God glory. And then when you have that reason, when you answer that question that deep inside, just really from the very core of you, then you can say, God, please help me. Help me to be fit and healthy to your glory. Help me to find a way to do this. Help me to be committed. And God, every day, will give us the strength. Every day will help us stay disciplined. If we every day come to him in prayer and say, God, I give you this hour. I give you this hour of my day so that I can make my body fit. I can make my body healthy. I am using this program. I am eating healthy. I am taking these supplements to your glory. Help me to stay committed to this. And yes, commitment isn't easy, but God will always give us the strength. And he's there to hold us. He's got our back. He's there. He gives us his hand because he knows that we are weak. He knows that there are days that we're not going to want to be healthy. But if we come back to him every day and say, God, you know, today I just not want to work out, or today I just do not want to be healthy, then God, just help me, help me. Help me to realize that I need to do this for my family. I need to do this for you. I need to do this so that I can be of service, great service to those around me. And at that moment, God says, my strength is with you. I will help you through your weaknesses that other people may glorify me through you. And then we can regain our confidence. We can regain our commitment. And, you know, we weren't born committed. We weren't born disciplined people. But when we take one step forward, God will guide us. He will take our hand and continue to walk with us all the way. He will never stop doing that. And once we take a step forward, even if it's a baby step, God will say, "Okay, keep going," and He will keep us motivated. And that's why I love the Body Gospel program so much, because it helps you get right on track with your journey. It just really helps you get committed in that, because the first 30 days are the hardest to start getting that commitment. The first 30 days are the hardest. But it's proven that once 30 days are up, you've gained a habit if you continue to do that, and you're going to want to exercise. You're going to want to eat healthy. The other food is not going to taste as good to you. You're going to want to have those supplements that just give you the energy that you need, but not just supplements that are just truly good for you, that are actually nourishing your body. And so just if you follow that Body Gospel program, Donna Richardson Joyner just helps you stay committed, helps you go through that journey, as long as you're reading, you know, going through the Total Transformation Guide. And she tells you exactly what to do, so we just need to follow her example and her guide, her lead, and because she's laid it all out for us. She's taken the time to do that. She's a personal trainer herself. She's actually on the board of the government with the president. She's actually the one that's doing all that, so it was really cool to see that she did that. And she's had her journey since she was, for 20 years. It had been her dream for 20 years to bring faith to fitness with an in-home program for people all around the world, and that's why she did this Body Gospel program, fitness program. And so it's really cool that we can now get it and we can do it at home. And so I just feel really honored to be able to get these kind of programs, you know, so that we can stay fit, stay healthy, to the glory of God.
Amen. And how, so Body Gospel, now you're a fitness coach. Is Body Gospel a part of your program? Is that something that you recommend to your clients?
Yes, I do. Especially to those that are Christian, I really highly recommend the Body Gospel program, and they can get it at my site.
Okay, so there's a tab on your website where we can actually find the Body Gospel.
Correct. When you go to my website, that's Abundant Energy Health Club, and then you click on Get Fit with Beachbody, or Have Fun Getting Fit with Beachbody, then
yeah,
it takes
Beachbody.
You to the website. Yeah, so it takes you to the website, and then you click on shop, and you click on fitness programs, and you look for the Body Gospel. It'll tell you all about it. And
okay.
Then if you want to get it, then you get it. If you don't, then you don't.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to it because right now I'm doing the We Fit, and I would add to that because I do 30 minutes a day. How many minutes a day should we work out?
Between 30 minutes and an hour. That's it.
Okay.
No more.
Okay, now we have someone in the fit room. We have someone in the chat room. Eternity Bound says, awesome show. At the age of 60, I am struggling to get and keep my weight down. What would you say to Eternity Bound, 60 years old, struggling, but working and struggling to get and keep her weight down?
I would tell her to follow a fitness program that will just slowly get her committed to her weight loss. So like exercise and eating healthy and supplements, high quality supplements.
And I'm laughing, chuckling
like
as I read.
Body Gospel would also be excellent for her too.
Body Gospel, because I'm reading here, and Eternity Bound does work out, she walks as her exercise, but staying with the healthy eating is where her struggle is. How do you win at the eating aspect of it? And that's my question, too, because as I'm sitting here during this interview, my wonderful husband, as wonderful as he is, came in here and cracked open a bag of honey cheese doodles. I looked at that cheese doodle, and my mouth flew open, and my stomach started to growl. My desire was awakened. So how do we, with the temptation, because there is a lot of temptation around Mirza, and as much as we try to eat healthy, we live with people. And, you know, I know we, you know, sometimes we can keep the stuff, the junk food out of the house. Don't buy it when you go shopping. But when you have a husband, when you have children who are not there with you, you know, this is a quest that you are on right now by yourself. They're not even interested, the husband. The kids, you can kind of make do it, but your husband might not be interested, and he wants what he wants to eat. How do you stay on track? How do you eat right and resist that temptation?
Well, I struggle with that too, but I just basically don't have those kind of foods at the house, and if I do see it, if I do see like a piece of cake or I do see something that I want to get, you know, I say to myself, do I want to feel good right now, or do I want to feel good later? Do I want to have health problems, or do I want to be healthy? Do I want to be fit? What is my real reason for eating this? Is this really going to help me be energetic? Is it going to help me be healthy? And if the answer is no, then I say, you know what? I don't need this. And it's okay to indulge once in a while, you know, but just not every day. It's okay to have like a half a cup of ice cream, for example, or a small slice of cake, a small slice of pie, whatever, or a few Cheetos or cheese doodles that you have, but just as long as you don't do it every day, it's okay. But at the beginning of the health journey, it's good to kind of stay away from those more and more, and then your body won't even crave it later. Like, for example, now my body doesn't really crave sweets that much anymore when it used to. I used to crave a lot of ice cream and chocolate and everything, but I don't anymore. But say a prayer. Say a prayer that God will keep you committed to your healthy lifestyle program in spite of all the temptations. Because, you know, Jesus was also tempted in many ways. You know, the devil showed him when he was very hungry. He said, make these stones turn into bread. And God said, man does not live of bread alone. And that was it. You know, so just use scripture to help you fight the temptation and say, you know what? I'm getting healthy for the glory of God, and I'm these cheese doodles or whatever else is tempting you. It's not going to help me live the healthy lifestyle that I know God wants me to live, so I will not take them. And that's
it.
You walk away. Find something else to do. You know, go for a walk or go play with your kids or, you know, whatever other activity that you want to do that does not involve the food that is tempting you. And little by little, you know, you'll get into the habit of doing this, and it'll just be second nature later on. Another thing is that we sometimes eat because we don't have a real feel of eating, you know. So it's very important to eat 2 to 3 hours. So get up, have a healthy breakfast, have a snack around 10, healthy snack around 10, like an apple or some celery with almond butter. Some almonds, and then for lunch, have a healthy lunch, and at around 3 o'clock, also have another healthy snack to keep you away from those chocolate bars or those snacks that you can find at the vending machines and stuff like that, and then have an early dinner, you know, if possible, around 6, and then after dinner, just, you know, don't have anything. Just have, like, a cup of tea, and that's it. And because we shouldn't eat 3 hours before we go to bed. Because it's
3 hours.
Our bodies, yes. 3 hours before we go to bed because it helps our bodies, the longer we don't eat, it helps our bodies to maintain, to lose the fat, to burn off the fat when we sleep. If our stomachs are full, then we can't really, our bodies can't really do all the cleansing and that it needs. It needs to concentrate on doing something with the food that's in the stomach. So if we work on not eating for about 3 hours before we go to bed, then our bodies have absorbed all the nutrients from the food that we ate. And it can concentrate on the other things that it needs to do in our body, which is to detox it and to repair and so on. The other things, you know, that needs to be done, because there's a lot of jobs that our body needs to do. Our kidneys need to do. Our liver has to do. And so we can't expect it to just simply concentrate on our stomach and do the rest of the chores. So not eating 3 hours before we go to bed is a good habit to get into.
Yeah, you know, Marissa, I tell you, we're in the chat room, we're just having a party because are just, I mean, we're thanking God for you, and Avis and myself and Eternity Bell. We're thanking God for you because, look, one thing that Ann said is, look, if I can't, if I can't stop myself from eating a candy bar, how am I going to tell a crackhead to put down the crack pipe? You know, it's like if we don't exercise the fruit of the spirit of self-control, come on, with the Holy Ghost, with the Holy Spirit, we have received the fruit of the spirit, and one of those is temperance, which is self-control. And so often that's the not the forbidden fruit, but that's the forgotten fruit. Because we conveniently forget that we have the power. Come on. We have the power to not pick up those Cheetos. We have the power not to drink that Coke or that you know, just like a drug addict, we want to go and preach the gospel and tell a drug addict not to do drugs, or we want to tell an alcoholic not to get drunk, or we want to tell a fornicator not to have sex. But when it comes to eating, we act like gluttony is not a sin.
Exactly.
And we act like our bodies, the Bible clearly, and I love the fact that you're scriptural. We're thanking God that we have a Christian coach, a Christian fitness and health coach, and you will be getting some calls, I am certain. You will definitely be getting some hits to your website because we need you. And I always told you that at RISE on CWOP at Christian Women of Power. We need you, and that's why sometimes it's better just to hear you talk because, look, the Bible, the fact that you're scripture, the Bible clearly says that it talks about their gods being their stomachs being their gods. And here we are saying that we cannot resist the temptation to eat foods that we know are wrong for us. We know that we cannot live off of Snickers and Almond Joys and almond butter. Come on, somebody. We know that there are certain foods that we just need to stay from. Or how about this? A lot of us have our diets that consist mostly of junk food, and we're not eating the healthy foods on a regular basis. We need to flip that thing around and begin to eat the more of the healthy food and eat the junk food on a less regular basis. What help us out here, Marissa.
What?
Help us. You know, we know that it's wrong. You know, we know that it's wrong.
Yes, like you said, we need to exercise self-discipline, that fruit of self-discipline that God has given us. It's one of the gifts that he gives us, the Holy Spirit. And we need to exercise that. If we don't exercise control over the food is going to control us. And then how can we ask God to give us health if we're not willing to follow his guidelines? I mean, he clearly puts in the Bible all the guidelines that we need to live a healthy lifestyle, to be healthy for his glory. And he's given us, nowhere in the Bible does it say that he's given us Cheetos or Snicker bars for food. He says, I have given you the fruit of every tree as your food. He says that he's given us the meat of certain animals for our food. He says that he's given us plants for our medicine. Nowhere does he say that he's given us drugs for our medicine. So if we read, go through the Bible, and there's a book by Jordan Rubin that talks about that, and I just did a class on that, the 7 weeks of wellness, that talks about how it's so important that we follow the biblical guidelines and eat the foods that God has created for our well-being, and move. And keep moving, because God created us as moving people. He didn't just—he gave us legs because he wants us to walk. And the people way back then, you know, they didn't have cars, and they walked everywhere, and they would walk for days and days and days, and they were not tired out. Their feet weren't super sore. They were just dusty because of the roads were dusty, but they were able to go. For miles, and even Mary, who was pregnant, she was on a donkey for like 2 or 3 days, and her husband was walking. They both didn't fit on the donkey, and so he was walking all this journey with many other people. And so God created us as people of movement, and we need to just follow the principles that are in the Bible, and ask God to help us gain control over the foods we eat, help us to gain control over our body, that we don't just sit and watch TV or you know, do things that are just that don't require any movement, that just require us to be lazy. That he will give us the control over our lives and just help us to just be healthy and to take control over our health so that we can be healthy. We don't have to just simply pray and God will make us healthy, because God has already given us everything to be healthy. And I always remember the sermon that my dad preached many years ago. I was little. I can't remember how old I was. My dad doesn't even remember it. I always bring it up, though. But about this, he told this story about this man that was always, he was drowning. And so he prayed that God will send him, will deliver him from that, from certain death. And so God sent a helicopter to rescue him. And he said, and so the helicopter came over, and he looked down, and he was trying to rescue him. And said, "Oh no, no, no! I don't need your help. God is gonna help me. He'll rescue me." And then a boat came around and said, "Okay, let me help you. Get in the boat." And he said, "Oh no, no, no! I'm fine. God is gonna help me. I just prayed that God would help me, and I know that He's gonna rescue me. So don't bother about that." And then a lifeguard came over, and he tried to rescue him. He said, "Oh, no, 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 I don't need your help. God is going to help me. He's going to get me out of this peril." Well, of course, the man died, and he went to heaven. And so he told God, "Oh, yes, God, why did you let me die? And so I asked for you. I asked you to rescue me. So why didn't you rescue me?" And God said, "I did. I sent you all this help, and you didn't take it. I sent you the guy in the helicopter. I sent you the guy in the boat. I sent you the lifeguard, and you didn't take this help. I worked through people." And that was it. That was the end of the story. And the moral of the story is that God does give us help. He sends us people to help us. He gives us the principles in the Bible how to live healthy. But we choose not to use them. We choose not to use the people. We choose not to follow the biblical guidelines. And so how can God help us? How can God help us be healthy? You know, and I think that we need to just really think about that. We need to realize that God really is there, and that He really is helping us, and that we just need to start doing what He wants us to do.
Wow. Wow, awesome, awesome story. And I tell you, that is just so true. We heard Mirza, and we're going to, in a few minutes, about 5 more minutes, I'll open up the phone lines for anybody who wants to call in. We heard you talk about prayer. See, you've talked about prayer throughout, and you said the Bible says that if we pray and ask anything according to God's will, that we can be certain that God hears us and that He answers those prayers. And as you were talking, you talked several times about praying. And if we ask God to help us, He will help us. But, I just have to say, sometimes we don't pray because we don't want God to help us in that area. And I think sometimes we don't pray is because we're being deceived in our minds that this food won't hurt us. That this junk food, it's called junk food for a reason. We're being deceived that it won't hurt us. Somebody in the chat room said, and I thought this was powerful, that Satan, the devil, is doing what he does. The enemy, Avis said, the enemy works in every way possible to accomplish the mission, his or her mission, to kill, steal, and destroy us. And what we have to realize is that Satan, the devil, the enemy, is using these foods, and we're helping the enemy to use these foods to kill, steal, and destroy us. And I love the scripture that you use about Jesus being tempted in the desert after 40 days and 40 nights of fasting, that he didn't have any food, and the devil took him up on the high place and said, "Turn these stones into bread." Jesus said, "Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." How important is prayer? How important is scripture in the journey to fitness? And after you answer that question, tell me about prosperity, because 3 John 2 talks about prospering and being in good health, even as our soul prospers. How is being healthy and fit relative to prosperity? Those 2 questions I'll have you answer or speak on, and then we'll probably take some calls after that.
Okay. Well, prayer is of extreme importance, because prayer helps us stay in direct line with God, and God helps us as we communicate with Him. Whenever we feel like we're falling off the wagon, falling off the fitness wagon, and we need His help, He will give us the strength to keep going. And when we feel weak, when we feel like we can't fight off this this temptation, when we pray that God, when we just take the time to just say a little prayer, God will give the help to resist temptation, and He will give us the strength to continue on our journey. And as far as being prosperous, as we are healthy, our health is what makes us prosperous. If we're not healthy, it's very hard to work. And if we can't work, we can't be prosperous. And so prosperity and health go hand in hand. If we're healthy, we're not going to have to take days off work. And if we're healthy, we're able to take care of our families. If we're healthy, we can go out and we can do whatever work God has us to do and make money and be prosperous, and so that we can pay the bills every month, and so that we can go on vacations with our family, and so that we can do all the things, you know, help our church in their mission programs, and or, you know, wherever else God wants us to use our money to His glory. And so prosperity and health definitely go hand in hand, and our that's it.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, as you were talking about prosperity in the church relative to the church, we spend a lot of money. A lot of people will say that it costs more to eat healthy. Do you agree with that? I mean, you're talking about Body Gospel, and I'm sure that program costs money. Eating healthy foods like the green stuff, the outer aisles, like the produce and the butter and the juice, those outer aisles, the meat aisle, those are the outside aisles of the supermarket. I've heard it said that it's better to shop in those aisles. And also you talked about supplements, taking the right nutrients and supplements, things of that nature. People, I'm sure, are looking at the dollar bills add up, that it will require to put this fitness plan in process. To have a fitness coach. I mean, what are the benefits to investing? Because I know on your website you talk about investing in good health. What are the benefits to investing in good health? And is it affordable during these days and times when people are struggling to pay the bill? Something that's affordable for today's Christian to be healthy?
Well, look at it this way. Do you want to pay now or do you want to pay later? Because if you're not in good health right now, you're going to pay for a lot of medical bills later. And, you know, when you retire, you're going to have bad health, and you're not going to have the money to pay for it. And Medi-Cal isn't going to cover all the expenses. So it's either pay now and be healthy, and prevent from getting sick, and prevent from getting surgeries, and prevent from, you know, getting all these high medical bills later. You know, so it does require, you know, an investment in our health. But we need to, I think, when prices come up, I always tell people, you know, look at what you're spending right now on things that are unhealthy. What can you sit down and just you know, everything that you buy, all the things that are unhealthy, put it on one side, all the things that are healthy, put it on the other side. And it's really amazing how much money we can spend on unhealthy things, on, you know, sodas and Cheetos and ice cream and, you know, just a whole bunch of things that are not keeping us healthy, you know. And also, like, supplements. Most supplements, you know, even if they cost $5, if they're not doing anything for us, then they're not keeping us healthy, and so it's a waste of money. So it's better to invest money in supplements that are actually keeping us healthy, and supplements that are actually that our body can actually do something with them, that are giving us the nutrients that we need to stay healthy. Because the key is to strengthen our immune system, and we strengthen our immune system by getting the nutrients that our body needs and by exercising. And so we need to choose whether we're going to invest in those products now, or we're going to pay the medical bills later, and wow, we need to go through surgery. I mean, it's your choice. You know, I'm not going to sit there and say, I know that it's better to invest right now. You know, the choice is yours. You know, God gave us free will. He gave us, you know, he doesn't force us to do anything. And I'm not going to, you know, so who am I to force anybody to do anything? So we do have a choice. You know, we have a choice to pay now or to pay later. But we're going to pay either way, you know.
Yeah.
Recently, I do not want to go on a table and have surgery done. I do not want to have bypass or, you know, have my kidneys removed or, you know, whatever it is, or, you know, biopsy or just there's so many surgeries out there that it's just amazing, you know. And then insurance prices go up because, you know, if they have to pay, if people have insurance, you know, then the insurance company pays, but we pay a portion of it too. But then our insurance bills go up, you know, and it's just, you know, we pay for it either way, you know, no matter how it is. So it's just, you know, we have to decide whether we want to pay now or we want to pay later. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, yeah. And the pleasure, too, the same way. It's amazing because the devil will try to get us to go for instant gratification, just like he tried to tempt Jesus to go for instant gratification coming out of his period, his time of being in the wilderness. Either we're going to be happy now, instantly eating that funny bone, eating that Snickers bar, or we're going to be happy later where we can be healthy and well and enjoy the latter years, because God says that he will fulfill our length of days. He will give us long life as long as we delight ourselves in him. So, I mean, I want to live a long time, and I want to be healthy when I, you know, just like being married. I told my husband when I first got married that we were going to be married forever because divorce is not an option. And it's the same way with life. I have to take that same mentality. I told my husband, even though I was going to be married forever, it didn't mean that I was going to be miserable. If I was going to be married forever, I was going to be happy. So the same way with living forever, what's the use of being alive at 80 or 90 years old, but then I need somebody to bathe and dress me?
Exactly. It's no good, you know, if you're constantly having with health issues and having to depend on others. It's really not living. You know, it's not really living at all.
Wow.
I'd rather.
Wow. Wow. Well, amen. Well, I'll tell you, I'm so blessed. We're talking with my highlighted guest. I'm highlighting today our fitness and health expert. She is a certified coach in the area of fitness, Mirza Hayden, Hayden, her first name is Mirza, Mirza. And this woman has inspired me through the years because of Mirza. I know it's because of you being a part of Christian Women of Power that I'm not worse than I am. That I'm not on it. I don't have high cholesterol, high blood pressure. I'm not on any medication, but I am overweight. My Wii Fit tells me that I'm obese. I'm going to receive that report, but I'm not going to embrace it because I'm going to reverse it. I declare it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I declare
Amen.
It. But we're talking to Mirza Hayden. Mirza, what did you say?
Amen. Declare victory over your health in Jesus' name.
Yes, my God, in Jesus' name. Mirza Hayden is a biblical health coach. She's also a wellness consultant, a nutrition and wellness consultant. Her website is AbundantEnergyHealthClub.com. And as you go to her website, you will be able to get information on how to get good supplements that will work with your body, as opposed to just taking a vitamin that you spent $5 for. You'll be able to get essential oils. You will be able to get the Body Gospel by Donna Richardson that Mirza talked about at the beginning of the program. You'll be able to see some pictures of Mirza and her body transformation. She has had a total transformation. The Bible tells us not to be conformed any longer to the things of this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. And Mirza has shared with us her testimony of transformation, how the Lord transformed her through prayer, through commitment, through declaration, and just going ahead and making the choice to be different and to be fit, to be healthy, and to give God the glory in her life. So I want you to go over and check out Marissa's website. If you just tuned in, you can go back and listen to the archives. We're going to talk and ask some questions. If you have any questions in the chat room, we're going to ask Marissa some questions. Or you can call in to 646-652-4832, 646-652-4832, and ask Marissa some questions. Amen. I know you want to talk to her, so if you're listening, you can go ahead and call in 646-652-4832, and we can be able to talk to Marissa to ask her some questions. We do have someone who called in. I know they called in to listen. Marissa, we have 20 minutes before we go off the air. Is there anything else that you want to share with us just before I take some calls as I'm waiting for people to call in and waiting for the people to type in their questions in the chat room? Is there anything else that you wanted to share about your journey and to what do you credit your success?
I credit my success totally to God, to that He has given me the desire and the commitment to declare victory over my health so that I may be an inspiration to my kids and to my husband and to my friends and to people that I meet every day, everywhere I go, and online and offline. And I just thank God that I have the privilege to be used by Him to help others regain their health and to help them realize that our bodies were created for His glory, and that we need to take care of them because they're the temple of the Holy Spirit. My husband, when I first met my husband, like 9 years ago, he was overweight. He was about 50 pounds overweight, and he always is telling me that I really helped him to regain his health, and because he was walking in the wrong way, he was hanging out with friends that were very obese that would eat late at night, and he was just having some really bad habits in his life. He used to smoke also, and he was just going down the wrong path, and he's very thankful that God placed me in his life to help him regain his own health. And now he enjoys being a model to the people around him, to his friends. And, you know, he likes to tell people that I can help, that I can help them, that we can both help them to live a healthier lifestyle. Some people listen, some people don't, but that's, you know, that's the way it is. And each person that we help, you know, is wonderful. We're very thankful for.
Amen. My God, well, you truly are a blessing to the kingdom of God. Now, you said you have another husband, huh? So even after that first husband decided that he wanted to leave, the Lord blessed you and turned that, the Lord, it sounds like the Lord turned what the devil meant for harm, for evil, around to something good on your behalf.
Yes, He certainly has. And God can always turn everything that the devil wants for evil, he turns it into good. And yes, I got remarried when my son was almost three, so 8 years ago, eight years ago, May 17th, we celebrate our 8th year anniversary. And I've been able to be home with my kids then, and that's been a blessing. I haven't had to leave my son or our daughter. My daughter's six. She'll be seven this year. My son will be 11, and I haven't been able had to leave them at a babysitter anymore. And I'm very thankful for that. I can be of an inspiration to them, you know, give them healthy foods and help them to realize that exercising and being active is of extreme importance. And so I thank God for that.
Amen. And we do have a couple callers waiting. I want to just ask, you mentioned staying at home. Tell us briefly about your business.
My business, it's called Abundant Energy Health Club, like you said, the same name as the website. And I just basically help people from home, so my services, my coaching is free, and I just basically help people see what products they can use to help them lead the healthy lifestyle that they want to live, I help them, if they're dealing with stress, and I help them see what kind of foods they need to eat, what kind of therapeutic grade oils they can use to help them with that. If they need to lose weight or just get fitter at least, then I help them see what fitness program will help them on their journey towards reaching their goals. And I just, if they want to, it's okay if they go to the gym, if that works for them. But, if they want to, if they're searching for a program that they can do at home, is it always necessary to use an effective fitness program and not just any fitness program? And I know that the fitness programs that I've used over the years are fitness programs that are very good, because they're created by personal trainers and who have taken the time to create these programs and have laid it all out for us to do. And there's just many different programs that are there for our youth, and that not only help us get fit and healthy, but also save us money, because we don't have to pay for a gym membership, and so that saves us money, and it also saves us time. If you think about the times that you have to go to the gym, you have to get ready to go. You have to commute over to the gym, then you do your one hour exercise. You're not really sure what to do unless you have a personal trainer, and then that costs money.
Yeah.
And then you commute back home. And so, 2-3 hours have passed, and all you did was an hour workout, and you weren't really sure if you got the results that you wanted, unless you, like I said, unless you have a personal trainer or have had a personal trainer in the past, and you know exactly what to do, because the fitness programs, the fitness program that we need to follow need to encompass cardiovascular, they need to, strength training, and flexibility. And you have to have all three components for it to be a good fitness program. So we need to encompass a lot of, and a lot of people don't realize this, we can't blame them for not knowing. They just don't know. It's as simple as that, And like walking is good exercise, but it's not really strength training. I mean, it helps our heart, and it builds muscle in our legs, but it's not a total fitness program. We can, walking should be something that we do every day, but we also need to engage in more steady fitness programs, that help our heart, and then also strength training, and then also flexibility, so that we can, and that's a complete fitness program. And so those are the kind of fitness programs that I recommend to people. And, if they want to hire a fitness, personal trainer, that's fine too. It's up to them. But I recommend that they find a good fitness program. And the at-home fitness programs will save them money. And then my services also, encompass helping people find a good way of eating, healthy eating, and good supplementation, like you mentioned, because we need to. Unfortunately, the foods that we eat don't have all the nutrients that they used to have before, because our soil is so filled with pesticides and insecticides.
Yeah.
And so they just don't have all the nutrients that they used to have before. And so if there's no nutrients in the ground, how can there be nutrients in the foods that we eat?
Yeah.
So it's very important that we buy organic foods. Even though they are a little more expensive, it's still more important to get those so that we can have more nutrients. But it's also important that we get the supplements so that it can gap it can gap the nutrition, the nutrient, you know, it can gap the bridge so that we can get all the nutrients that our body needs to be fit and healthy, so that we can be energetic, and our immune system is strong. And so that's basically, you know, so I coach, you know, if I coach people online or through the phone, it's free, you know, but they just need to invest in the product. You know, they can choose that or not to do that. But I'm always willing to help them keep going on their journey. And you know, I have a group on Facebook called Fit and Healthy for Life, and I send out a fitness tip every week. So a lot of coaches send out newsletters on a weekly basis or a monthly basis, and what I do is I send out a fitness tip for all to sign up with that group, Fit and Healthy for Life group on Facebook. And then I just, you know, if somebody wants me to coach them, then, you know, I'd be happy to keep them on track, and, you know, they can ask me whatever question they need, you know, and I do my best to help them out.
Okay. Well, I tell you that the Lord has provided, he's given you the ability to get well through your obedience and fitness. It sounds like the Lord has blessed you to be able to help to provide for your family and stay home with your children. I have someone calling in. I want to get them in. We only have 8 minutes left. I'm going to talk to a couple of people before we go off the air. Area code 217, you're on the air. Welcome to Women to Women.
Hi, this is Ann, and I just wanted to say thank you, Pastor Rebecca, and thank you to your special guest, because I promise you, she's made a difference in my life today. Thank you so much, and I want to say God bless you to both of you. And I think the reason why Ms. Hayden is successful is because she's willing to give it all to God. She's not trying to rake in everything for herself. She really want to bless the people of God. Free coaching, you never hear tell of that, okay? So thank you. You only have a couple minutes, and I want you to get someone else in. And thank you for taking my call. God bless all of you that are listening on today.
And did you have any questions for Ms. Hayden?
Well, actually, I sat here and listened to the entire program, and I'm like most of you, I've been fighting with my health up and down all my life. And what she said is, everything that she said is absolutely true. And the question was, I was going to ask her about how does dieting affect the hair, the growth of our hair. Well, I know that she answered that through the supplements.
Right, the supplements, yeah.
What I need is a coach. What I need is to say, Ann, don't put that Snicker in your mouth. Ann, you can do the popcorn, but don't put the salt on it. And that's what I need, and I'm willing to be your poster child. Thank you, ladies, so much.
Amen. Thank you so much for calling in, and I tell you, Ann was in the chat room, and we were just having a party in the chat room. Marissa, before we take this last call, I'm going to take one more call. How does dieting, exercise, proper nutrition affect the hair? Is that something, because if someone's having hair loss, would that be something that's related to the diet and nutrition?
Absolutely, absolutely. Having a good health, healthy hair and healthy skin is totally related to exercise and the proper nutrients that we're getting, because our hair needs, if we don't feed them the nutrients that it needs, if we don't help them, like exercise helps our circulation, and if we don't exercise, then the blood can't flow as well to our scalp, and so we're not going to have healthy hair. And getting the proper nutrients, you know, because nutrition and exercise go hand in hand. So getting the proper nutrients will help our hair be shiny and strong as well. And also, not using the proper hair products. So, you know, because so many times we just do things to our hair that is just, you know, unspeakable, you know.
And your hair is beautiful. Your hair is beautiful, I tell you.
It didn't used to be that way when I was younger. I don't know. Maybe you can see it in my pictures. Maybe you can't. I can't. But my hair used to be very dull, very dry, very brittle, and that was due to the fact that I wasn't eating healthy, that I wasn't getting the right nutrients, and I didn't really exercise much. So, and I've noticed that my hair has gotten a lot better. My skin has gotten a lot better too, since I started living a healthy lifestyle. So absolutely, exercise is of prime importance to have shiny hair, healthy hair.
Yes. To God be the glory. Well, we have one more person that I want to get on the air. I don't know if they wanted to talk. Their hand is not raised, but let's just see. caller, I believe you're calling in with Stripe, area code 111. You're on the air. Welcome to Women to Women. Okay, that person might be just listening. They've been with us for a while. Did you want to talk? Amen. Okay, well, I don't think they wanted to say anything. I think they called in. Sometimes people call in to listen, and they don't want to be put on the air. Like, my mother's always with us, and she never wants to talk, but she listens by phone. Mirza, I tell you, in this last 3 minutes, it's been a blessing to have you with me on today. I am so happy and honored to be able to highlight you and all that you do and all that God has done in your life. And like Ann said, you're giving God the glory, and you're leading people right back to God. So, I mean, I really want you to come back, because I want you to talk about essential oils and how important they are, and how they can even help to cure some of the diseases that we suffer through in our bodies. We need another hour for that.
Yes.
So later this year, I would love to have you come back and talk to our audience about essential oils.
Okay, sure, I'd love to.
Okay, great, wonderful. So in the meantime, I want to give our audience your information. Again, give us any information that we can use to contact you in cyberspace, or even if you want to give a phone number, just give us some information on how we can get the products, how we can get coaching, how we can contact you.
Okay, well, the easiest way to contact me, you know, if you're on Facebook, you can contact me on Facebook. My username is HealthStar, so facebook.com/HealthStar. And then my email address is Mirza, M-I-R-D-Z-A, at coachmirza.com. And my phone number is 714-220-7540. But the easiest way is to contact me is either through Facebook, and I'm usually around there. And I check my messages pretty regularly, both on my email and on Facebook. So. And then, like, if we want to talk by phone, we can always set up a time to talk.
For coaching. So now coaching, you said your coaching was free. Is that free for people who are getting products from you, or is that just free, period?
Free, period.
Wow, hallelujah. 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 To God be the glory. God, I know you will lead us to the right direction. I appreciate you, Mirza. I really do. I do wish, I do pray that others will get a hold to what Ann and, oh, wait, we have one more caller. Let's put that caller on. Okay, no, we don't. Okay, that was you. Okay, I do pray that others will get a hold of this information and run with it. And Avis, myself, and also Avis, we have committed that we're going to take this and use it to give God the glory. Our lives are changed as a result of talking and listening to you, talking with and listening to you on today. So, Mirza, and I do pray that you will go over to Christian Women of Power on Facebook and just begin to post something of the healthy living. Help me to help others to just keep doing what you've been doing on Rise, and keep reminding us that we can be healthy in the name of Jesus.
Amen. I will do that.
Amen. So thank you so much for being with me on today, and I look forward to seeing you around on Facebook.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on your show. I really, really appreciate that. And to God be the glory.
Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. And praise God. Again, this is Pastor Rebecca Simmons signing out with Woman to Woman. It's been a very educational hour and a half. I've learned a lot, and I know that you have also. If you just tuned in, go back and listen to the archives. Tell your friends to listen to the archives, blogtalkradio.com/power. And join me next week. I'll be talking. I believe I have another guest that's really going to be boy, she's going to blow our minds. I mean, just natural, take us from the natural to the spiritual, just like Mercy did on today. I'll be highlighting women. If you know a woman that needs to be highlighted, or if you are a woman who would like to be highlighted, you can contact me at powerintheword1@yahoo.com, and I'll be more than happy to have you as a guest. So go in peace, serve the Lord, and know that you can do all things through Christ Jesus, who gives you power. Amen. So go in peace, and I'll see you next week right here on Woman to Woman. Amen, and praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Church boy!
This don't make no sense, Sean.
Hey.
I hope
hey.
I bring you glory on this
hey.
One, Father.
Hey.
Help me now.
Jesus,
by God's grace.